In a majority of U.S. states, homeowners who pump extra solar or wind power back into the grid are compensated for the electricity at or near market value. Proponents of what's called net metering argue that decentralizing the power grid helps America's effort to become more energy independent. Steve Hammond has a 12,000-watt solar system powering his home in Rapid City. He says it's enough power for 4 homes in total. Hammond says in places like Wyoming, Nebraska, and Minnesota, home solar and wind power is thriving because, he says, there's a bigger incentive for adding it.
It's now feasible. It'll pay for itself if you can get net metering in this state. That's why every other state's going for it, because it helps everybody, the ratepayers, the power companies, and the environment.
But Black Hills power officials say they have to maintain the electrical grid, including thousands of miles of power lines, and homeowners who generate electricity don't pay those costs. In this year's state legislative session, the issue may again come to a head. Those who advocate for home-based electricity generation say they will push to bring South Dakota's policies in line with surrounding states. They point out that power bills in several states adjacent to South Dakota are actually lower, even though they have built-in incentives for solar and wind. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.